Hey, everybody. Welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross. Join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. We gather a seasoned elder, myself as the middle generation, and a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations. Prepare to engage or hear perspectives that literally no one else has had. Listen to Across Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
A rested child is a happy child. Sleep Tight Stories is a weekly podcast that brings comfort and joy to families worldwide with calming bedtime stories. The stories are relevant to children and spark wonder without overstimulation, so they can fall asleep and stay asleep. Listen to Sleep Tight Stories on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. For a bedtime routine you'll miss when they're grown, Sleep Tight Stories.
Discover a new educational and interactive podcast, Stories for Kids by Lingo Kids. Our episodes are packed with fun activities. Right, Elliot?
Oh, yes! We went shape hunting around the block, and we found spheres and cubes on the street.
That was great fun. Join Stories for Kids, the Lingo Kids podcast, inspiring you to learn while having fun. Listen to Stories for Kids on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
1-800-DUIOA, now offering free remote consultations by phone or video conference for any criminal offense. Trust Brooke, Jeffrey, and Jose's friends with a free remote consultation. From Bradley Johnson Lawyers, visit 1-800-DUIOA.com or call
1-800-DUIOA.
We all remember our very first jobs.
Oh, yeah, I do.
Mm-hmm. It's an exciting moment for a young person. Mm-hmm. I would argue, though, it's even more exciting for that young person's parents. Mm. You know, that they're actually out of the house now, earning themselves a paycheck.
Oh, totally. I can see that.
And that's why today our own Brooke Fox poses as the mother of a college graduate who just landed his first entry-level position out of school.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And let's just say, Mama's not completely happy with the wage that his employer is paying to the son.
Oh, no, don't poke Mama Bear.
That is right, Jose. That is right. I'm just doing what's best for my baby.
That's why Mama has some harsh words for the big boss at his new company.
Oh my God.
Your phone tap right now.
It's another phone tap.
And weekday mornings on the 20s.
Hello?
Hi, is this Wendy?
Yeah, who is this?
My name is Jennifer Robbins, and you actually just hired my son, Ryan. And I just wanted to say thank you for giving him a chance. He is very excited to work at your company.
Okay. I've never had a mom call me, but you're welcome.
Oh, thank you. And I don't know if you know this, but it's his very first job out of community college.
Oh, wow. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Well, he's doing a great job, and thanks for calling.
Before you go, I just like that you said that he was doing a great job. That's fantastic because I believe hard work should be rewarded. Don't you agree?
Oh, are you going to set him up with some sort of reward at home?
Well, that's an option. But I spoke with Ryan and he said his starting salary is only $31,000 a year.
Okay, but that's confidential. That's really between me and Ryan and the company.
Did you miss the part where I said I was his mother?
No, I did not miss that. And like I said, that's a conversation between me and Ryan.
Okay. So then do you want to tell him or should I tell him that he should just start skipping some meals to, you know, make up that cost difference?
I'm thinking maybe he'll figure that out on his own.
Hold on. Ryan, honey, I'm talking to your boss.
What?
It sounds like you're going to have to bring back that frozen pizza from the grocery store. Do you have anything cheaper in the day-old section? That's all you can afford now.
What is going on?
Sorry, I'm back. Hi.
Yeah,
hi. What were you saying?
I'm sure Ryan can figure that out for himself and budget his money accordingly.
Mm.
I don't think he needs his mommy to call his boss.
Well, you know, sometimes a mommy has to stick up for his son, especially when he's getting shafted.
Yeah, well, then if that's the case, maybe Ryan isn't good for the job if he's got his mommy calling his boss like that.
Oh, I think you just told me that he's a great worker, and his dream is to be a baller someday, okay? And how could a baller be a baller on $31K a year?
So you say that Ryan wants to be a baller. Mm. Don't you think he has a lot of years ahead of him to prove that?
Look, I've been to your website. It's got those fancy videos and a bunch of legal jargon below, which I know lawyers cost a pretty penny. So clearly you have enough money to pay him 50 or 60 grand.
Let's back this up. I am not having any sort of conversation with anyone's mom about salary or anything else at my company.
Okay. Yep, got it. Okay. Can you just hold on for me just 1 second? Ryan! Yeah, your boss said you don't deserve to get paid a living wage.
What?
Yeah, it turns out she's happy. You're officially part of the working poor class.
Excuse me?
Can you put my panties in the dryer?
Excuse me, Ryan's mom?
Yep, right here.
This is clearly inappropriate what you're doing right now. In all my years of being here at this company, 20 plus years, I have never had somebody's mother call me? Like, this is
You know what? That brings me to my next point. Okay, we're just going to fast forward here. I'm sure you've noticed that Ryan is physically fit.
I'm really not sure where you're going with your point right now.
Okay.
But
well, I'm just trying to have a little woman-to-woman talk, okay? Let's just
I think
put our listening ears on, screw those in, okay? And let's just say Ryan was able to provide some favors to lonely managers.
You're crazy, okay? I'm just going to tell you this. Stop it.
I'm just going to tell you that I know for a fact. I mean, he is just like his father.
Oh, my God.
Very soft but strong hands.
You have crossed the line, and the conversation is now over. Stop. You have to stop.
I would stop. I would stop, but your coworker Gina said to just keep going. Just
Gina,
all the way home.
What does Gina have to do with this?
Well, she has everything to do with it because she's the one that set you up for this prank phone call.
Excuse me?
This is actually Brooke from the radio show Brooke and Jeffrey in the Morning.
What?
We're doing a phone tap on you.
No way.
She said, Gina said, all the young people you hire now are so entitled that you might just believe it was somebody's mom calling.
I can't believe Gina told you to tell me that.
Well, she's just looking out for her lonely friends.
I'm not lonely. I still got it going on, okay? Have it going on, girlfriend.
Yeah, baller, right?
Oh, yeah, that's it.
Wake up every morning with phone taps. Weekday mornings on the 20s. Brooke and Jeffrey in the Morning.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross. Join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. We gather a seasoned elder, myself as the middle generation, and a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations. Prepare to engage or hear perspectives that literally no one else has had. Listen to a Cross Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Discover a new educational and interactive podcast, Stories for Kids by Lingo Kids. Our episodes are packed with fun activities. Right, Elliot?
Oh, yes! We went shape hunting around the block, and we found spheres and cubes on the street.
That was great fun. Join Stories for Kids, the Lingo Kids podcast, inspiring you to learn while having fun. Listen to Stories for Kids on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, girlfriends, it's me, Carol Fisher, back with another season of the global number one podcast, The Girlfriends. Last time, we investigated the murder of Gail Katz. This time, we're uncovering the identity of the woman who was buried in Gail's grave for a decade before she disappeared. Join me and the rest of the club as we tell her story. Listen to season two of The Girlfriends, Our Lost Sister, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.